The East Baltimore block, where five people were shot and one killed over the weekend, doesn't look that much different from many in the city. Row home after row home, a few people sitting on the steps, a few trees, and a random vacant home. It sits on the busy intersection of North Kenwood and East Monument Streets, not far from Johns Hopkins Hospital, not that far from Patterson Park.
This is an area that's not foreign to violent crime.
Keith Matthews is the commander for the Eastern District and a 32-year veteran of the city police department. In 2012, there were six homicides in this zip code, 21205. Matthews says the statistics were looking good for this year.
Our crime trends have actually been going down here in the Eastern.
For 2013, there was one homicide before this weekend. Police have not made any arrests in this case, but they believe the incident was the result of a personal dispute. The problems that rip through many of Baltimore's neighborhoods can be boiled down here, in Madison East End, neighbors say. Gregory Stewart, 51, says what he sees every day is tragic.
The root cause is these people have nothing to look forward to. And if you feel like you're going to get up in the morning and you're going to lose as soon as you get up, some people go there all day with that attitude, so what?
Stewart says it's the lack of jobs that keeps so many in this neighborhood idle and open to whatever opportunities cross their path. Neighbors say they heard fighting between women in the neighborhood Friday night.
I was actually sitting right here across the street when the shots fired.
Shanae Norse, 27, looks over at a stoop around the corner from the crime scene. She was visiting her friend Nependa Fisher, 24.
Oh, this neighborhood ain't never been safe, honey.
Like Norse, Fisher is a mom. She says she has family in Richmond, and she's taking her son there for the summer.
I just stay to myself and try to stay out of trouble and keep my son doing stuff and occupy away from here as much as I can. This ain't no environment to bring your kids out there.
She keeps her son inside all the time. You can't play outside with your kids, she says. Then she looks at the police car parked on the corner.
It's not safe, and these police, they don't do nothing. They sit in their car, get their air. Mess with who they want to mess with. Instead of trying to use their badge to pull rank and stuff, talk to people, get to know people, and maybe people start opening up to them.
Some folks in the neighborhood say there has to be a tragedy for the police to step in. And others say the neighborhood drug slingers aren't afraid of the police. Vernon McDonald, 86, has lived here for 17 years.
I sat right here and watched them put the police on that corner. The dope man on this corner, and they're working. I mean, working on each corner. You got your corner, and I got mine.
Listen, we had an inordinate amount of violence, and nobody wants to see that on the street.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake has been in Las Vegas with the U.S. Mayor's Conference, but reached by phone, she said she needs the community.
And I've made it very clear that the only way that we're going to get to a significantly safer city is in partnership with the community.
But for people in this neighborhood, they've heard about partnerships before, and they're still waiting for the jobs to come and the guns to go. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting from East Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.